Sunset drama, The Command to Web, is based on a most unusual story of romance, which will appear next Sunday in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company. In old Japan, marriages are regulated by custom and traditional ritual. But with the advent of the motion pictures, young Japan has come to realize that such rigid customs have caused them to miss out on something which Western cousins are able to enjoy: unrepressed emotion. In the radio play we are about to present, we are attempting to show just what might easily happen in one of the oldest families in the land of the rising sun. Two men are sipping tea as they discuss an all-important subject.
You do me much honor, Kazumaru-san, in extending me your gracious hospitality.
That you should deign to accept my humble entertainment honors my heart, Seito-san.
May I show the deep appreciation I feel for the flattering words of my honorable host?
By inclining your ear to the matter which needs attention, O Honorable Nakoro. My daughter, Yuki, has arrived at the age when it is proper for her to marry.
And it is your wish that I seek a suitable candidate as husband for her?
The answer has been given in the question.
It shall be done. I already have several young men who aspire to marry the fair Yuki.
You mean her appearance has already made conquest?
That is to be expected. The joy to be treasured is a fitting phrase to describe your daughter.
A most excellent description, Kato-san.
I think I have my best candidate, most honorable friend. There is, for example, a youth named Tomo, who worships your lovely lotus leaf, your Yuki.
Is he from our city of Tokyo?
He is.
The frog in the well knows nothing of the high sea.
I grasp your meaning. The husband of Yuki must not be from the locality.
No. We come from a family of samurai. Warriors. See that the candidate can match our lineage and have sufficient of worldly goods to sustain it.
All my humble efforts shall be bent towards fulfilling your desire, Sagamaru-san.
May the spirit of our ancestors attend you.
May a thousand happinesses be yours, Sagamaru-san.
In another part of the house, Yuki and her woman companion are discussing the same questions.
But I love Tomo.
Love can make no difference, Yuki-san.
Why not, Natsu?
It is a custom of our ancestors that our mates be selected for us.
Oh, but that's so old-fashioned. That may be true to you, but I can't see it the same way, Natsu. I want to marry someone I love. Someone who loves me. Mm.
There is no escaping out of providence, my child.
The girls in Western countries are free to marry whom and when they please. I know, because that's the way they act in the cinema.
Heed well the old proverb. He who fingers rouge becomes red.
Natsu, why won't you admit that things are different now? The world is always changing. Customs change, too.
Let not your honorable father hear such words, my child.
He will understand when I explain it all to him.
The hen cannot acquire the web foot of the duck.
But you see, Natsu, with my modern schooling, I have learned other things and proverbs to govern my life. Oh, I wish you might have been at English school with me, Natsu.
I? Better?
Yes. There you would have learned the things I have learned. There you would have been able to realize how other people look at things.
And this trouble, do you understand?
Oh, of course. And that's why I met him, at school. Oh, he's so wonderful. So handsome and strong. Oh, I love him so, Natsu.
Mm. Poor little empress of my heart.
But why do you say that?
Do not sit this unpleased, my child.
Oh, proverbs again. Shall I never make you understand how I feel?
I understand. But I am only trying to spare you a great disappointment. Houses built from the white smoke of the sacred mountain Fuji Sun soon pass away.
Tomo and I shall marry. You'll see.
Making an idol does not give it the soul.
Not me. Have you ever been kissed?
Yuki-san.
Oh, I didn't mean to stop you. I simply wanted to know if it was as perfect an experience as it looked in the cinema.
Foreign customs are as a tiger in the street. I fear your schooling has not been healthy for you, Yuki-san.
I wish Tomo would kiss me. Just once. Oh, that's the only thing that isn't modern about him. He's coming to see me this evening. Maybe he will, this time. Yuki, look out in the garden. Is he there?
I could see him.
He promised to come at twilight. Do you see him, Matthew?
There is someone standing under the bamboo tree in the corner.
Oh, he's here. Polo's here. Oh, where's my sign, Matthew? Quickly, don't stand there glued to the window.
Calm yourself, my child. It is not becoming for the woman to agitate herself so.
Oh, here it is. Where's my fan? Oh, now goodbye, Matthew. I shall return in a few moments.
Wait, I shall go with you.
Oh, no, no, I don't want you with me. I want to be alone with Tomo.
Look, he's done. Look, he's done.
A few weeks later, old Sagamaru again entertains Katsuko, the marriage go-between.
May you find favor under the arch of heaven, Sagamaru-san.
May the god of heaven grant her happiness, my lady. Kato-san,
pray accept my thanks for arranging this interview with such expedience. I am very well too unworthy of such notice.
When the honorable Nakado requests, it is a signal favor to be permitted to comply. You have news for me?
With all due humility, may I propose a candidate now?
I listen eagerly.
I have just received a letter from the Prince of Sabania asking me to announce his wish to marry a Japanese girl. He is the only candidate who comes with a reasonable worth of so fair a maid, Nagamaru-san.
But he is of another country.
To that point, I have given much thought. I will hardly ask your excellency to think of what a union between my client and your fair daughter would mean to Japan. It would accomplish more than 10 diplomats could do.
Even a foolish man must see the wisdom of such reasons.
Can I ask if I can have a bucket of candidate for my young client's bride?
I had not considered Yuki marrying a foreigner.
The prince comes from a long line of warriors, too, Sagamaru-san. It would be proper for him to wed a daughter of a samurai.
Permit me a short time to read the matter carefully.
I must follow the instructions of my royal client by publishing his announcement. I can assure that it will receive many applicants, but none will compare with the charm and beauty of your daughter. I humbly urge you to give me this picture of Yuki, that I will send it as my first choice.
The house of Sagamaru is honored beyond expression by your interest in its behalf, Kato-san.
Permit me to state that my royal client is wealthy. His material possessions are beyond calculation.
Oh, Kato-san, why did you not say so before? Here, take the picture. Hasten to submit my daughter's name.
Kato sent the picture, and it received instant favor with a royal client. The prince signified his wish to come in person to take his Japanese bride-to-be back to his own country for the ceremony. Presents were sent by the prospective bridegroom to Sagamaru. Everybody was excited and happy, that is, everybody but Yuki. On the day of the prince's arrival, Natsu chides her for being so sad.
Here, becloud the beauty which should shine as the stars of night, my child. Oh, this is no way to greet your future husband.
I can't help it, Natsu. I'm unhappy.
The most favored girl in the town unhappy?
I wish it was somebody else who'd been chosen. I curse this father, and all you've had anything to do with him. Well, I do.
Well, I curse for the prophet. Look for true grace.
Not true. Is there no way out of marrying this man?
Can a wish stop the trembling of Fuji Sun? Can a command blow out the moon?
Oh, if only there's some way out.
There is no way but the way of our ancestors.
There is a way out. I can do what Western girls do.
What are you going to do?
You shall find out.
Honorable Master,
what is the meaning of this display of temperament?
Honorable Father, I do not wish to marry this foreigner.
It is my wish that you should, my daughter.
That is as I have said, Honorable Master.
Times have changed, Honorable Father.
The institution of marriage has not changed, my daughter.
But I love Tomo.
Do you not love your aged father, my daughter?
Yes. Well, that is understood.
Then you receive his wishes and do his bidding.
Honorable Father, can you not release me from this contract?
Everything for this marriage has been arranged. Gifts have been exchanged.
Can you not return them?
Return on the gold plate your future husband sent. Plate worth a fortune. Yuki, my daughter, I am a poor man.
Honorable father, I ask you again. Will you release me from this contract?
By the sacred beard of my father? No.
Very well. Then I shall release myself from it.
Yuki, son.
What? What is it that he is going to do, honorable master? What is it these western girls see?
They flee from their home with the man they have made their foolish minds up to marry. Go quickly, Natsu, and see that she does not leave.
Natsu.
He who wishes to enter. It was unwise for me to send her to that foreign school. Aye, but the blind man fear not snakes.
Natsu-san wishes to see you, honorable master.
The prince has arrived then. Good Kato-san, enter.
Enter?
I am calling you. May I experience some soul delighted seeing you, Kato-san? Pardon me while I issue instructions to Natsu. Go and do my bidding, Natsu.
At once, honorable master.
How is the health of my honorable host today?
The gods have never caused me to enjoy better health than I feel on this happy day. Hello, Kato-san. At what hour are we to expect my royal son-in-law?
Agamemnon, I have come to tell you about the...
Honorable Master!
What causes such agitation, Natsu?
Honorable Master, how can I tell you?
Tell me what?
Your daughter
has run away?
She has committed. Will you
hear out? No!
I. Woe be unto us. My daughter has committed herself for love.
May the spirits of our ancestors comfort you, Agamemnon.
Your condolences is received with deep appreciation. But the prince, how shall we ever say son? What is going to say? Oh, they must be returned.
Agamemnon, the prince did not arrive. He sent a message saying he has decided to marry one of his own race.
Be sure to read the interesting details of this story in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly Magazine under the title Prince Ahia of Ethiopia and His Japanese Mail Order Bride. This is Wentworth announcing. Your own announcer will now give you further details of the many other interesting stories and articles featured in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all first Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Thank you.